Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Shishi of Parshas Hazinu. Ki esa el shamayim yadi v'amarti chai anochi le'olam. As I lift my hands up to the sky and I say, and I will say, I will live forever. Unklus explains this to mean that Hashem is saying that in that I dwell in shamayim, my shechina, and I will say that I live forever. Chizkuni explains that this is expressed to so that people understand that it is as if Hashem is saying that He is swearing. Im shanosi barach charbi v'soachez b'mishpat yadi ashiv nakam utzarai v'lim sanai ashalem. If I sharpen my flaming sword and hold judgment in my hand, and I will return my vengeance to my enemies, to those who hate me, I shall pay back. Rashi asks, what does it mean to hold judgment in my hand? Meaning to leave aside rachamim in order to finish my foes. Rashi quotes a midrash to say to I return my vengeance, ashiv nakam, meaning that Hashem's meat does not like people. People, they shoot an arrow and they can't pull it back. But Hashem can pull back his arrow anytime that he wishes. Rashi also explains the word mishpat means a language of... Mishpat means retribution over here. Askir chitzai midam v'charbi tochal basar v'dam chalal v'shivya mirosh paraus oyev. I will fill my arrows with blood. My sword will consume flesh from the blood of the corpses and the captives, from the head of the chieftains of enemies. Rashi says that this is speaking about to avenge those who have slaughtered the innocent Bnei Yisrael. Hashem will bring His retribution upon them. Rashi says that this includes that from those who started at first to abuse Bnei Yisrael. Harininu goyim amo ki dam avadav yikom v'nakam yashiv latzarav v'chiper admoso. Amo. The nations will praise his people because the blood of his servants has been avenged and the vengeance has been turned against his enemies and his land will atone for him. Rashi says at that time the nations will praise Israel, see how praiseworthy this nation is, that they stuck with Hashem with everything that happened to them they all know its greatness. Rashi comments on the words, and the vengeance has been returned to the enemies, meaning that anything that was stolen or forcefully taken will be returned, and then the land of Israel and the people will be consoled from all of the pain that was done to them by the enemies. Rashi also says that there is a nechama that comes from Eretz Israel to Bnei Israel. Rashi adds another explanation towards the end of Pasuk Mem Gimel that he says that Hashem swears he will constantly have his Shechina dwell in the heavens even if it's weak and strong below, and then he says that as I am powerful I also am forever and I will bide my time to avenge myself of those who hurt Yisrael.